Good morning and welcome to Kirkside Cafe. Chuck Meether with you as we finish up together the Heidelberg Catechism. We call this Catalate. For those who have been with us, you know what that's all about. And for those who are first experiencing the diner, we go through the Heidelberg Catechism each morning, although we have skipped several mornings because we just didn't have enough catechism formulations to go around for all of the days. But anyway, we are here nonetheless, and we're going to do a triple shot as we finish. So let's get started today with Lord's Day 47, 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be your name. That is, grant us first rightly to know you and to sanctify, magnify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. Lots of scripture here. Well, just pick a few. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that you may know the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And then to Romans 11:33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who is first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So much more, but we'll leave it at that as we turn to our second shot of the day, Lord's Day 48. What is the second petition, number 123? Your kingdom come. That is, so govern us by your word and spirit that we submit ourselves to you always more and more. Preserve and increase your church, destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, and all wicked devices formed against your holy word, until the fullness of kingdom come, wherein you shall be all in all. Psalm 119:5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Psalm 143:10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. And then 1 Corinthians 15:28. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Again, that theme, all in all. Is he that to you? You're all in all. And then let's go on to one more, and this will be our third shot of our triple shot today, Lord's Day 49, 124. What is the third petition? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men renounce our own will, and without disputing, obey your will, which alone is good, so that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then finally, Hebrews 13:21, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Ever. Amen. So, beloved, may that be said of us today, that we may do his will, pursue him, know that his kingdom is what it's all about, and that He is our all in all. And may we, with our speech, hallow His name. Speak of His majesty with reverence and awe. And with that, we will see you Wednesday, if the Lord should continue to tarry. And remember, always walk with the King and be a blessing.